Okay, Galatians 4:5-7 is what my footnotes say. But it says, under Roman law, an adopted child was guaranteed all, not some, all legal rights to his father's property. Come on. Even if he was formerly a slave, he was not. He was not a second class son. He was equal to all other sons, biological or adopted in his father's family. Abba is an Aramaic word for father. Abba is the word for father. It was used by Christ in his prayer in Mark 14:36. As adopted children of God, we share with Jesus all, not some, all rights to God's resources.
Yes.
And God's, as God's heirs, we can claim what he has provided for us, our full identity as his children. And you can see Romans 8:15-17.
Praise God. It's time to claim all that belongs to us. It's time to claim your identity. Have you claimed your identity? We could have called it that. This could have been the title. It's time to claim your identity. You are a son, and you have everything. You have everything that a son had. Do you know what that means? You have everything that Jesus had. And the Bible confirms this. See, the Bible will always back itself up. The word says, Jesus, the word says, all things of mine belong to you. He said, I give you all that is mine. It's all our saints, but we haven't understood it and we haven't known it, but it is the year to claim your identity and walk in your sonship. He is your Abba, and you are his son. Amen.
Woo! Amen. We do have a couple of prayer requests. This first one is for the family of Charlotte Fuentes, okay, who went to her final resting place this past week. It's actually Thursday of last week. Okay. And then we want to pray for Carrie Hoekstra, who was found face down in the school parking lot in Hammond. Now, he's our sportscaster that writes all of our sports stuff for, yes, the Beckham County Record and for Elk City News. Okay. He was taken to Oklahoma City to Baptist Hospital, and he's looking at open heart surgery, possibly even today. This was a report yesterday. He's having an issue with his memory, but he had no pulse for 12 minutes, so they're concerned about that. But we know God can restore that.
That's right.
So let's pray for him and the doctors and his wife and family.
Amen. Let's cover them. All right. God, right now, we just want to come before you as sons. God, as your children, as sons of the living God. Lord, we know that our identity is a child, a son, a daughter. We have the fullness of sonship. And today we come boldly before your throne, not as servants, not as slaves, but as sons, knowing that it was just as if Jesus himself walked into the throne room and asked you for something. God, it is no different than when we walk in there. So Father, we come before you right now. And God, we lift these sons up to you, these families to you. God, right now we lift up the Fuentes, mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't know if I could say it right. The Charlotte Fuentes family. God, we thank you that she's with you today. God, she's made it home. That's where every one of us are going. And God, I can't wait for that day to see you face to face. But God, I thank you that you have taken your daughter home, but Lord, at the same time, those that are left here, God, we are left in the heaviness, the sorrow, the loss of our loved one. And so, God, right now, we want to ask you to surround the family. God, we ask you to comfort them. You are the God of all comfort. So, God, right now, we ask you to manifest yourself to this family. God, that in the midst of their grief and sorrow, they will have hope. Lord, that they will grieve with hope, Lord, knowing that there is a place we're going, and that Jesus said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come back that you may be with me where I am. God, I thank you that you prepared a place for Charlotte, and Lord, you prepared a place for each and every one of us. And God, I just ask you to encourage the family with that they are not, they can go to her. Father, they can go to you. And Father, I just ask you to encourage them in this time and really just walk them through this grief. And I bind every spirit of worldly grief that would try to come on this family. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I say you have no place on these people. We claim them for the kingdom of God. And Father, I pray right now that you would cause them to grieve with a hope, a godly hope. Lord, that the worldly grief will not come on them and produce more sorrow unto death. Lord, I thank you in advance for protecting them and keeping them in this hour. God, I pray that if any of the family doesn't know you, that through this experience, they will come unto you. They'll return unto you, the shepherd of their souls. They'll return unto you as their father. And Lord, today we want to lift up to you, Carrie Hoekstra. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, that he is alive and well today. God, we know that his time is not finished. Father, we thank you that you are the giver and taker of life. And God, we know that if he still has breath in his lungs, you're not finished with him. And so, God, we right now lift Carrie before you. Father, we thank you that he is your son. God, we thank you that he has a purpose. And God, we ask you to cause him to fulfill his purpose. Lord, that not one day sooner shall he leave this earth than you've called him to go home. God, you've ordained his life. And God, we ask you to cause him to finish it out. God, that he will finish every work you've ordained for him to walk out. And Father, right now, I ask you, Lord, to go and be with his family. Right now, God, we ask you to cause any surgery that has to be done to that you'll be in that operating room, that you'll be guiding the doctor's hands. Lord, that he will come out strong and healthy. His heart is healed in Jesus' name. We speak life over him. We say he is not dead, but he is alive. He shall finish out his days. His heart is strong. We speak this over his body. God, right now, we ask you to cause his mind to be healed in Jesus' name. We say, mind, you are healed in Jesus' name. We thank you that his memory has returned. We thank you that everything is coming back in order. God, we thank you that life is springing up and overtaking any death. God, I thank you that 12 minutes means nothing, nothing in the kingdom of God. Nothing is impossible with you. And so, God, we know from an earthly standpoint, that's a big deal. But I thank you, God, that nothing's impossible with you. If you raise Jesus from the dead, God, we know that this time of being of having no pulse, God, for 12 minutes, God, is nothing to you. So, God, we ask you to restore complete health to his body. Lord, that he'll be a miracle. He'll be a walking, a living, talking, breathing miracle of God in the earth. And, Father, I thank you in advance for it. And, God, I just ask you to encourage his family. Lord, just remind them that you are the God of the impossible. And, God, that you'll give them hope in the midst of this. Not just wishful thinking, but confident expectation. They can stand on the word of God that by the stripes on Christ's back, we were healed and we can't be anything but healed. And so we speak that healing over Carrie's body right now. And we wait with expectation, God, that there is a mighty work already done for this man. And we thank you for it in advance. And we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City is one of our sponsors. They have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning, church at 11 on Sunday morning, and then again at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, as well as a Thursday evening service. Apostle Casey Elliott will bring you a good word. Then also, we are sponsored by Joshua's Crossing here at the Promise Center, located on the corner of 1st and Main Street. That's 321 North Main. They're not counseling right now. Les is still working his way through some things, but keep them lifted up in your prayers and continue to pray that they will be able to work their way through the loss of Donna pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors. Grants Auction Realty is our Facebook sponsor today.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
New year, new ride, right here at Bart Rice & Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, take advantage of great incentives on Ford SUVs, like 0% for 60 months and customer bonus cash on the all-new 21 Ford Edge and Expedition. Plus, new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bart Rice indifference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BartRiceAndFord.net.
Edge SEL, stock number T16110, Expedition Stealth Edition, stock number A10101, WAC through 4 credit financing, 0% APR for 60 months at $1,667 per month, per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Woo, boy. He was really going fast there at the end on that.
We lost track of time.
Well, on that little thing they have to do, the disclaimer they have to do, that was one of those. We are back. Miss Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is our guest today, speaking about sonship.
Yes.
Ooh. Powerful, powerful lesson you're bringing us today.
Oh, man. God is so good, and I know he's bringing us into a revelation, a greater revelation, that we really are sons of God. I want you to understand this. In 1 John 3:2, we just read, it said that... It said, beloved, now are we the sons of God? See, a lot of times I think I lived so often thinking, yeah, I am a child of God, and one day I'm going to go to heaven, and it was like, we're going to be there, we'll be full sons of God. But it says now. See, Brother John that wrote this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit was wanting us to know something. Right now, we are sons of God. That was an astounding statement. And to walk around and say, we're sons of God, it could mean crucifixion. It happened to Jesus. And now all of a sudden, you're going to go around and claim you're a son of God too? You see, even in the church, Sister Monica and Neva, so many times people will be fine with you if you claim you're a child of God or whatnot, and you're a servant. But boy, you start saying you're a son of God, and they go, oh, now you're verging on some dangerous territory. You see, but John said it. And John said it boldly. And they said it knowing that they could be crucified for it. You see, if they said it, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, Monica. I'm saying it. I'm grabbing a hold of it. I'm not letting this thing go. And so I'm telling you right now, I want you to understand this. The veins of our Father, the blood of our Father God is running through our spiritual veins. Our spiritual veins. I want you to know I got his DNA. You see, I got his DNA. You got your father's DNA. You see, I'm a son of God. This is unbelievable. We have his, see, sonship is the essence and the nature of your father. I've got it. He's in me. I'm a part of him. Do you know I am the seed of Christ? You are the seed of Christ. You see, 1 Peter 1:23 says it this way. I want you to hear it this way. 1 Peter 1:23, give me a second, let me get there. 1 Peter 1:23 says it this way. He said, we've been born again. We're not just adopted. We are adopted. And we got the full sonship like we just learned. But he said, we've been born again. You see, something happened. We're a new creature. We're a new species. We are sons of God in the earth. We are the sons of the living God. We are carrying his DNA. His blood is coursing through our veins. I'm telling you, we've been born again. He said, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. You see, by the word of God. Who's the word of God? Jesus. Jesus is the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So I want you to start walking around and saying, I am the seed of Christ. You see, I'm the seed of Christ. I have the Father's seed in me. I'm telling you, we are the sons of God, and we haven't understood it. And so he said, beloved, now, right now, are we the sons of God? Now, I found this fascinating. And I can't absolutely sit here and say it's absolute truth. So I want you to know that I'm just sharing this, but it blew my mind that science has even proven that there is that the Father's blood is what pulses through the child. Okay, now I want you to think of this. My sister has chickens. And I, it's amazing to me, but you can take that chicken egg, okay? When the hen lays the egg, you can take it, and you can set it under a light, okay? And you can look at it, and you can see inside that egg, all right? Now, an unfertilized egg that's never had the sperm of the rooster, whatever you want to call it, it will do nothing. It is literally just an egg. But when that egg is fertilized, all of a sudden, you know what happens under that light? Veins begin to form. And blood begins to form in that baby. See, it begins to form on its own. Oh, glory to God. Can we grab a hold of this? I want you to see it. The egg didn't form veins and even produce blood until the father fertilized that egg. So I want you to know, without the Father, there is no blood. It is the blood of the Father coursing through our veins. And do you remember that the Bible says life is in the blood? Why is it in the blood? Because the life, the seed, brought forth the blood. Life is in the seed of God, and that life of God is coursing through my veins. I'm telling you, we are sons of God, and we haven't understand it. We are sons of deity walking in the earth. I'm not of this flesh anymore. Paul said we know no man after the flesh any longer. You see, we are sons of God, and it's time we start living like it. How would the earth be different if we started believing we really are sons of God in the earth? Our homes would be different. Our communities would be different. Everything would be different if we'll rise up in our sonship and we walk around in the sonship of the Father Almighty. I'm telling you, we're sons of God. We have overcome the enemy, and we didn't even know it because we're sons. Ephesians 4 says it a little bit different. I want to see that. Ephesians 4, and I fully believe this is why so many believers are staying in a state of infancy when they were supposed to be walking in their sonship. You see, nobody has a baby and intends for them to stay an infant. They're to grow up. Why? Because think of it like this. In this culture, they wanted their children to grow up and take everything. Just like Sister Monica said, everything is ours. See, God wanted his sons to be raised up to take everything of his and keep moving forward in it. We are sons of God in the earth. Ephesians 4 says it this way. Verse 11. And Jesus gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for what? The perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And I believe we've done that well. I believe we've been perfecting the saints. I believe we've been doing the work of the ministry. I believe we've been edifying the body of Christ and building it up. But I believe we might have missed something here. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. You know, I find that fascinating. Why do we need to have knowledge of the Son of God? Because we are sons of God. And if we don't have the knowledge and understanding of who the Son of God was, we'll never understand who we are as sons of God. And he said he wants us to have a knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That's a mature man. That's the full grown man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. You see, we've got to grow up into him. And it goes on to say, grow up in 15 into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We're the body. We're the body. And I'm telling you, Christ is being birthed in the earth still. It's kind of a weird thing, but he's still being birthed in the earth. He's already come. The head is crowned. Can I say that? See, when a baby's being born, what happens? The head crowns. The head crowns. Jesus is the head. He's already crowned, saints. He's already sitting in heaven. The body's trying to come out. The body of Christ is trying to get out into the earth. The fullness of Christ is trying to come into the earth. Christ is saying, let me be the Son of God in the earth still. I'm trying to be the Son of God in the earth still through my body. You and I are the body of Christ. And I want us to see, and we'll get ready to close here. Where do I want to take you? There's so much on this. It's beautiful, Sister Neva. I can't hardly, there's not enough time to even give it all. 1 John 4:15 says it this way. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is what? The Son of God. God dwells in him and he in God. God has made his home in us, saints. 1 John 5:5 says it this way. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the, what did we learn son means? Builder of the family name. He's the builder of the family of God. We are of God's household. We are sons of God. You have to believe that he is really the builder of the family of God. Yes, I want you to go out and do all God's called you to do. Go out and minister. Go out and pastor. Go out and serve, but first be a son. See, little children need to know their father first. Because if you do it any other way, you get it backwards, sister. And what happens is we start doing religious things and we start building religious people and we start following after the traditions of man. And all of a sudden we don't have sons anymore. We have a religion. And I'm telling you, God is calling us back to sonship. He's saying, I need my sons to rise up in this hour. You are a son of the living God. I want you to grab a hold of it. He said this, and I hope I don't offend people. He said, we got two things here. He said, one end of the spectrum is this. He said, one group, one part of my body, he said, they know how to preach the word, and they know how to preach it well. He said, they preach the word. He said, but so many times they preach without the power. He said, they don't have the Spirit's power. And so he said, what happens is we got a lot of knowledge, but we got no change. See, the Spirit has to be there. And he said, the opposite side, boy, they preach with the power. Boy, they preach with the Spirit's power. But they don't preach all the time with the word. So we got one group with a lot of the word and no power. We got one group with a lot of the power and not much of the word. And so what happens is they come in the power of God and they have a major transformation, but they don't know how to keep it because they're not sons. They haven't raised up sons, and sons know how to keep the change. Saints, I'm telling you, there's a revival of the word, sister. There's a revival of the power. God said, I'm bringing the two together. Something's to happen here. He said, I'm calling. Yeah, there's a power taking place here. He said, we've got it. The fullness of his body has got it, but it hadn't come together. And he said, he's bringing it together. I'm telling you, he's bringing the word with the power. And what did you say the third was? There's a third. It's the sons. See, when sons of God start walking in the truth and they start walking in the power, they're unstoppable. I'm telling you, that's where God's taking us this year. We're coming in to the sonship. If you will receive this, see, not everybody will receive it, but you got to receive it. He said, as many as received him, he gave them the right and the power to become sons of God. It's time. It's time to walk in our sonship. The Bible isn't, it tells us Christianity isn't about serving, just serving God. It's about living as sons and daughters in the Father's house. In the earthly realm, we're to be living. Living as sons of God in the earth. And he said, we're all an elect race. He says it in 1 Peter 2, 5 and 9. We're all born of God. We're all born of heaven, permitted to walk here on earth. Why? As revealers of the heart and nature of the Father. Revealers of the purpose and plan of our Father. So as I close, I want you to do this. I want you to begin to ask for the revelation and understanding of your sonship. And I want you to begin to speak it over your life. I want you to walk around all day, every day, saying, I am the seed of Christ. I am the Son of God. I am a son of God. I want you to do it. Jesus said he was the firstborn among many brethren. That's what he said. He said, I'm the firstborn among many brethren. Now, we know he was not born in the sense that we are. What it means there is he was the firstborn out of death. He was the firstborn out of death. He was the first to be born from flesh into spirit. He opened the way for sons and daughters to come into the family of God. And it's time for you to take your rightful place. Right now, rise up as sons of God in the earth. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Woo is right. A great, great lesson today that Pastor Tammy has brought us on sonship. If you missed any part of that, go back and watch it on Facebook. There was a lot to take in. I tried to get all the scriptures posted on our Facebook page. I missed the last one, actually. Didn't get it on there. But go back and watch the whole thing. If you have a friend that does not have Facebook, either take your iPad or your iPhone over to their house or send them to our website, therockchristianmusic.com, and go to the Hour of Power. Tell them to go to the Hour of Power. Click on Monday, and they can listen to it there. It'll be posted just a few minutes after the program is over. I think I've covered everything once again, so... from me, Neva, from Monica, from our beautiful sister, Tammy, have a great day. We will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.